Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal. Banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam, namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Timur. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Muhammad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan pencari pedoman kerohanian, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Berhubung dengan Tuhan dan Gunakan Kuasa Dalam Diri Anda. Disampaikan pada 27 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
I think it is not the personality of the master or the appearance of a master that attracts you to the path. It is the inside calling, because after initiation, it is yourself that wake up. It's no method actually. It is the inner transmission. Yes, it's inner awakening of your own selves. And should you not sincerely want it, then it won't happen. Even though you sit here with me and you listen to everything, but you might not have the experiences that you should have if you are sincere. Understand? And also, because the master inside knows what we want, it's not that we can cheat people. If we come in with just curiosity, then we don't have the desired effort. It's not that good. We don't feel that much. Understand? We might feel nothing. Yes. It is because we don't want it. And God's power is not a cheap stuff to just to throw at you at random, if you don't want it. Understand? Therefore, even though physically we sit here, but if we are not truly longing for it, God doesn't give. The master power understands. And also, it's not the personality of the master that attracts us. I do not believe. Because many people, for example, they are in Dalu, in Big China. They never have seen me. Yeah, they have never seen me. They didn't even have a photo. Once they listened to only one tape, cassette. Yes. And then They wanted initiation. And every of them have seen the master appear inside, which they describe it to the representative. And they say, yeah, that's his master, that's the master. They never seen it before. So we cannot truly say that the characters of the master that attracts us, it is ourselves. When the time comes that our wisdom has somehow awakened and wants these things, because our duties in the world, our worldly sojourn is finished. It's coming to an end. And we long for something higher than just everyday life in this earthly world. And that's how we come to the Master, or any Master at all, because we truly know inside, our wisdom know that it is time now to go home. It's time to leave this world. It's just like we are on duty somewhere, I go on the voyage at sea, or we go abroad, yes, because of some special assignment. And when the time comes, doesn't matter who say to us we should go home, we just want to go home. We know our duty is finished. This is the intellectual level, the level of our mind, that we know this clearly. But there are different higher level which our mind doesn't know. Our soul knows, our wisdom knows, or our Buddha nature knows. Yes. These people are ready for the initiation into Kuan Yin method. There are many people who meditate for very long hours and a long time before they attain what we attain in a short time, at the time of initiation. Therefore, we say this method is instant enlightenment. It is just because you have not practiced very long, or maybe you did not know about this. For other people, they practice very long until their mind come to such a standstill that they could hear this transcendental sound. Understand what I mean? When your mind is clear, you hear it. And when your mind is clear, you see the light. It is not that you close your eyes so that you see, or you close your ears that you hear. It is not so. Therefore, I said, no method. There is no method, actually. It is just that when you are initiated, we tell you many, many things to pay attention to on the road. Yes. That you know what you might expect when you meditate. But that is no method. No method. Understand? Should the master do not want to give the initiation to you, even if you sit next door to the initiate person, and you hear everything, but you get nothing. Understand? You don't have the same experience, even though you do the same. Same with curious people, or insincere people. They also get less, or get practically nothing, if they don't truly want it. Understand? It is a kind of inner feeling, inner knowledge, inner wisdom between master and disciple, between the master and the master. You are also the master. And when the master talks to you, to your master level, you understand. The master in you understand. Not that your mind understand. Yes. Therefore, just like two lovers, even though they sit amongst thousands, they only know each other. They only feel for each other. They do not feel for any other person in that thousands, in that crowd. They know they belong to each other. They know they love each other. And that feeling, even the one who sits next to them cannot share. Is that not so? Cannot share. And they cannot transmit that loving feeling to the neighbor or to the next girl. She might be more pretty, but it's not what he wants. Understand? He will not love another girl, even though she is more pretty. The same thing with God's power, to whom deserves it, and to whom is sincerely and long for it. The other person, doesn't matter how clever he looks, or maybe how spiritual he looks, but it's not for him. Sometimes, when we talk to people, and one or two of them, well, maybe two of them or three of them, yeah, and you might think, oh, this person and that person look so spiritual and so bright, and maybe whatever you say, she understands, and she nods all the time, and she smiles at you, very supportive. But when the time comes for real practice, the one who looked unsupportive and who looked kind of materialistic will come, And the other one who looks out as a bright soul, spiritual, don't come. Understand? So God knows who wants it. And you know if you want it or not. It doesn't matter how much you pretend outside. You might sit for 10 hours per day. You might eat only one meal. You might wear only rags. But God will not give you the experience, the inner wisdom or the higher level of practice, if you are not sincere for it, if it's not your time. So many people look brilliant outside, but sometimes they come for initiation. They don't get as high experience as a farmer or the country woman. Sometimes our fellow practitioners, they don't look anything that you would expect for a saint or for a bodhisattva, but they truly are brilliant inside. And you will only know it when they talk about it. But you feel it sometimes, only if you are also practitioners. Otherwise, you never feel it even. Even if you meditate and you have personality just like now, but it's not the time, and people don't have affinity with you. They live next to you and they never know. Understand? But the farther away people will come and seek you out. So therefore, it isn't the personality of the master that attracts you. It is your time has come, your wisdom has arisen, and seek itself, seek to be awakened, seek to be revived and live an eternal life instead of transmigrate one life after another and do not know the next destination. It takes a sincere heart to stay on the path, because outside temptation is very high. Yes, I know no other better way for you. I have shopped all over the world. I spend my pocket's money, my time, my youth running around searching for methods of enlightenment or master. I have searched, I have tried all kind of things, yeah? And I even eat one meal a day and all kind of things, and sit many hours with eye open in case I fall asleep. All kind of trying. And I have called in all the Buddhas until no more Buddha to be called upon. And I repeat all the mantras that you can talk about, that you name of. I have bowed to the Buddhas until my knees are shaking like autumn leaves. Understand? And have went through all over places of pilgrimages, seeking blessing and enlightenment. I have done all in my power to know the best way for liberation. And this is the one I selected. And it suits everybody, from children to adults, old and young. But this way is not for everyone, that is for sure. Because it is not the outside performance. It is not only my teaching that attracts people. It's not only my appearance or my personality. It is their longing souls that are important. Otherwise, when Jesus was alive, many people run after him, but they just want him to cure his sickness or to, you know, give them blessing. Not every are initiated. And throughout his life, 3.5 years, he had 12 disciples. And even one denied him, and the other one sold him for money. Understand? 3.5 years, he had only 12 close disciples. Of course, there are others, but they are kind of believers. And afterward, the disciples went out, and they spread more. And then they have more disciples. It's kind of disciples of disciples. Maybe he has more, but then he conferred the power to only 12. Yes. But even then, the chosen one have denied him. One, Peter. Yeah, Peter denied him 3 times. It's difficult to pass the test of Maya. Try to live as honest as possible and fearless as possible. Because if you do not get away from fear, you have to come back again and learn it. As long as we have not enough quality to be a saint, we have to be human. Understand? Just like as long as we do not qualify to go to high school, we still have to be in primary class. That is no exception. Now, it is not only the initiation that I gave to you, but there are many other moral disciplines that I have reminded you. And also, in the long run, you have to be diligent, because you have just bore a baby only. Yeah, the baby has to grow up. Enlightenment has to also be nourished and taken care of every day by your diligence, same like everything else. For example, also when you sleep, the master does not sleep and does not leave you. Therefore, sometimes you just suddenly wake up by somebody kick you or some noise, and you suddenly saw the great light which quickly disappear. That is when you are awakened from a high samadhi during your sleep. It is important to fix your mind always on the quest of enlightenment, because that is the only way to make yourself progress very fast. By the grace of the Master, yeah, of God power inside, we can, even at the time of initiation, get cleansed, even though we were not very pure at that moment. But then, even in the presence of God's power, we get cleansed at that moment. So we got through, we break through the prison door, and we can see light and sound for a while, because that exists beyond the material existence. That's how we say instant or immediate enlightenment. So we hear the sound, that means we are contacted with the higher world. We are fixed now. We are not discontinued. And we see the light, that means we are pure enough. Understand? Or we are clean enough. We break through. Just like the sun is outside and you are inside the door. If you do not go through the door, you cannot see the sun, even though the sun exists. The same. Light and sound of God exist, but because we are closed up in this kind of prison of our own prejudice and our own thought and decent action for many lives, you cannot see. So at the time of initiation, the Master gives us a chance to break through, understand? Once and for all. But we have to keep going. Understand? There are many more beyonds to discover, not only the initiation. The initiation is only the beginning. Yeah. But even then, the beginning, very high beginning, you have to go again every day to be used to it. Because higher world has higher frequencies, and our burdened soul is not yet so familiar with it. So we have to practice. Understand? Practice, practice. Yes. It's just like a man who has been very sick and confirmed to bed very long time. Now he recovered by the miracle skill of the doctor. Yeah. But he has to slowly recover, right? And he has to try to walk. Not running the first day, he fall. So he cannot walk very far. And he has to keep practicing, until he walk the way he used to do. I have done all in my power to know the best way for liberation. And this is the one I selected. And it suits everybody, from children to adults, old and young.
Terima kasih kerana sertai kami di antara guru dan murid. Sila terus bersama esok untuk bahagian kedua. Berhubung dengan Tuhan dan gunakan kuasa dalam diri anda. Seterusnya, alam haiwan. Rakan sehidup kita selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian di Supreme Master Television. Semoga hidup anda dipenuhi keamanan dan kebahagiaan di syurga. Thank you for joining us on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Tune In and Make Use of the God Inside Yourself. Up next, Animal World, Our Core Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be filled with heaven's peace and happiness.